Maybe he should have. State trooper arrested 33-year-old Sean Harris shortly after, finding him stranded on the side of a road with his vehicle out of gas. His blood alcohol level was up, possibly contributing to a certain lack of judgment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome James Masada of Enjoy Magazine. Find out what the latest is for Enjoy and what's happening in Northern California. Also, the Mud Run and what happened this weekend, plus at least two rants aimed at ESPN. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Government to get out of our way so we can do what we need to do to survive, bring it home.
Ain't that the truth?
It is the truth. Hey, this morning on the way in, I coming across on Highway 44 here in Reading, and just going across the road, there were two pickups flying, going eastward, and they both had Jefferson flags just flying like crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Makes your heart warm, especially when you go into the, radio show this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, good morning, Terry. Good morning, Bob. How's it going?
Good morning, Wynn. How you doing?
Okay.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Jefferson.
Good morning, Jefferson. Hey, we're here to do another show and get the word out and share the information that we've got so far to date and keep you up to breath on what's going on. And we encourage your calls. You can call at 605-4567. And if you have something on your heart, give us a call and we'll talk about it. Otherwise, we've got some other good stuff going on.
You know, it's really fun waking up first thing in the morning to Sally's music. Sally does that music. And when she does the music, if you're not awake at 6 in the morning,
it'll wake you up.
You'll hear it in Red Bluff.
Almost, huh?
Yeah. And it's really neat. So I usually know what song's coming on. And that song you just heard made my coffee shake.
There you go.
Little Ted Nugent to start your day.
It is. There's a lot of stuff happening, and tomorrow I want to let everybody know that 3276 Pacelli Lane, we do have our Jefferson meeting.
At 5:30?
Yes, we do. And we will have the newbies that come in.
That's
and
right.
Chris Kellstrom will go ahead and he'll take care of you guys. He's a great, great orator.
Yep.
And great on questions. And then we also have our meeting at 5:30 with all the folks talking about the great things we're doing in Jefferson.
Yep.
And talking about fundraisers and things like that.
Yep, all the action group there.
That's what it is. And then at 6 o'clock, we have our Patriot meeting. And tomorrow night, we have Erin Reznor. Now, we've known Erin for a long time, and she's always been a bit on the feisty side, which I think Reading needs a bit of.
Yep.
I hope that the children haven't mellowed her. But, you know, I was talking to another person who's running for another office here locally and yesterday. And I think the time has really come to be firm about what you believe and talk about solutions. But before we get into that stuff, I want to bring up a couple of other things. We are doing, on October the 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest. It's going to be an amazing event, folks, and we'll go ahead and go through this at least twice on every program. It's going to be at Anderson River Park Amphitheater. We're going to have live music, local food, games, laser tag, drawings, vendors, crafters, historical reenactors, which will be, I believe, the Civil War people, face painting, balloon animals, and much more. And it opens at 12 o'clock, and it is free to the public. It is free to the public. The special guests we're going to have will be Mark Baird, Erin Reznor, and Melissa Hunt. Also, we will have alcohol provided, beer and wine, by the Anderson Rotary. We will have food by Good Times Pizza. We'll have food by the American Barbecue and Grill Company. So it's really going to be a great event. We have 11 different bands, all different kinds of bands, lots of music all day, lots of fun all day, drawings all day. We have a drawing for a gun also, which Wynn will fill you in on here in a minute. And we have all kinds of good stuff happening. That's October the 7th. Circle your calendar. 2017 starts at 12 and ends at 8 o'clock at night. So it's going to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful celebration of liberty. Nothing like this has been done before here, and we're really excited about it.
We are. And the gun that we're going to have, let's see, how do we do this? My technology is testing me here this morning. Okay, it's called the... the bells and whistles come standard. It's tickets being sold by all kinds of people throughout Jefferson. Chris Kellstrom is a great source to get the tickets, and it's a Rock Island 1911 45 ACP. So that's one of the guns, or that is the gun that's going to be drawn for. And the tickets are $5 each, or $5 for $20. Again, $5 each, or $5 for $20. And again, the drawing will be October 7th at the Anderson River Park. So come one, come all, come check it out, and you can go check out all the good stuff and see what's going to be happening. If you're not linked to Facebook for with Rally Sally on there for Jefferson, do so, because then you'll get the information. And you can also go to SOJ51.net website and see what's going on there. And I'm sure the flyer has been posted there. If it hasn't, it will be shortly. So we'll make sure that that gets taken care of as well. So for the event on that particular day on October 7th. So, but for events, go to the website and you can go to particular dates. And typically there will be a flyer or notification or some kind of pertinent information regarding whatever the specific events are on that date. So that's a good source to always check and see what's going on throughout Jefferson, not just locally, but throughout the entire Jefferson territory.
And the proceeds from the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest on October 7th will go to the Citizens for Fair Representation, and that is the lawsuit that we have that's for all Californians. We're trying to increase representation in the state, one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every 500,000 is laughable. Almost as laughable as what I heard on the radio yesterday, Wynn, about unfunded liabilities.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Gary Cadd has uncovered a few more things, and he was on a radio program with Sheriff Tom Basenko, both of them on for 2 hours.
Yep.
Talking about the sanctuary state and talking about the jail and talking about the unfunded liability. I hope that everybody takes their swallow of their coffee now, because here in the little old town of Reading, where we thought the unfunded liabilities were bad, maybe about a quarter of a billion, it's going to be $597 million.
Half a billion with a B, half a billion.
More than that, almost $600 million.
Yeah.
And on top of that, that's for only, I think it was 1,847 folks. So really and truly, 6 months ago when Gary Cadd was bringing this issue up, and this is all across California, another good reason for the 51st state.
Right.
But this has gone all across California, but really in Reading, we might be one of the most egregious when it comes to the unfunded liability as far as a city. I mean, so when you stop and think about a debt service of that, there's 91,000 people.
That's right.
So when you stop and think about this, the magnitude. Now, a few months back on Carl Bott's show, Free Fire Radio, Brett Weaver was kind of chastising Gary Cadd to a degree, saying that, you know, you're wrong. Kurt Starman gave me the numbers. Your numbers are wrong. Now we have the same fellow, our mayor, Mr. Weaver, coming out and saying, oh, my gosh, we've got this unfunded liability problem. You know, I mean, this has just been insane. We've had the same thing with the sanctuary state. Oh, we're not a sanctuary county. No, there's no problem there. Blah, 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 blah. Now they voted in a sanctuary state. So what do we do now? I know our sheriff's extremely concerned, Wynn.
Yeah, you think?
And to boot, the city of Reading, with their new police chief, who I'm sure will be very good, and from what I understand is a really upstanding guy, and it really isn't even his fault, but they're paying him more than they've paid any other police chief in our history. So, and I think it's just because of where he is on the scale, being captain and stuff, and the way that Reading had set up the payment thing. So it's really not, he's just sort of getting something that would be maybe considered fair. By the standards of Reading, which is the fifth highest paid police department in the United States of America. So we really have some huge problems, and I hope that Erin Reznor is able to, you know, let us know what she's going to do. Same thing with Melissa Hunt, some of these new folks that are running for office. It'd be nice to get, you know, newer people in that care about the community and that want to do what the community wants them to do. There is no trust factor, and there's no trust factor with the Board of Supervisors either, so along with the City of Reading. So I think that the important thing that we have to start understanding is that the changes need to happen now. And as Gary and I had a conversation after the radio program yesterday, it's great to know the statistics. You can look up this or look up that or find this or find that, and here's proving what I say. What do we do about it? What are the answers? What do we do about it?
Yeah, just because you have the information, you can stop dead in your tracks. You need to be able to take action.
Well, for example, the sanctuary state. Now, because of the way the California Constitution is written, and the counties actually have a stake in things, they actually have a position that's just not subservient to the state, they can sign a resolution that they will go along with federal law, which is the correct law as far as immigration goes, and not abide by a state law that basically is illegal because it's trumped by the Constitution. It's not in the purview of the state. It's not in the jurisdiction of the state to set policy as far as immigration. So, you know, when you look at that, there's that. You know, and there's Article 1, Section 2, that all power is inherent in the people.
Mm-hmm.
I told that to the sheriff, and we talked about it on the radio yesterday. The other thing that we have to be looking at is that with a resolution that protects us, with a position of following Article 1, Section 2, that we have the right to change the Constitution and change things that are not for the benefit of the people and not for the good of the people. I mean, that's what the government's there for, isn't it, Wynn?
Absolutely, to work for the people. At the will of the people,
and so
not the other way around.
And I know a lot of the folks that listen to this are folks that we're kind of preaching to the choir.
Yep.
But we need to get the word out to people. I mean, are you okay with your city going bankrupt? Are you okay with if you're a public employee, if you work for the city, are you okay with maybe losing your retirement
or your job?
Or your job. Well put, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
What about law enforcement? I mean, that's the most important thing, and believe me, police and fire should be the number one thing that we pay attention to. But we can't, along with being mandated by the state and the county, to the county, that they have very little discretionary spending, and of course discretionary being police and fire.
Right, with the strings attached from the state of California with our own money.
And you know so well, my friend, because you work for the county, so you know it firsthand.
Yeah.
So when you look at all that stuff, you have to understand that we need to start standing up and holding our elected officials accountable. If that takes tough talk, it takes tough talk. If it takes tough action, it takes tough action.
We can't be handling them with kid gloves. I'm sorry, those days are long gone. And yes, you can be respectful, and yes, you can be blunt, but sometimes that's what it takes to get the message across. And for when they start talking back to us or giving us their their rhetoric or excuses or whatever you want to call it, their explanations, they can't just snowball us any longer. Too many people are too educated on what's going on, and they're not going to take it any longer. So they either do the right thing or they bow out. If they're not willing to take on the task and do the task, they took an oath. They took an oath. Every one of them took an oath. And if they're not going to comply with it and abide by it, they took an oath to the office. They took an oath to the citizens that they serve. If they're not going to do it, then get the hell out. We're not going to stand for it any longer. I mean, that's what this whole thing is all about. This entire movement is all about that. Guess what? It starts here at home.
Okay.
At every home in every county. So you're talking about 21 counties for sure, possibly up to 25 counties. Guess what? You all own it. You go talk to your representatives, and you start kicking some tail. Being respectful, doing it nicely, but being blunt, being factual. Don't argue garbage. Argue fact. And then make sure that they, when they start coming back at you, make sure it's fact. If it's not fact, call them on it. And if they're not being called on it, then you own it.
Okay, I know we're going to get our state now because Wynn is pissed.
Well, I'm just.
It takes a
I'm
lot.
Not, I'm not
believe
pissed.
Me, I have no, tried for years.
No, I'm not pissed. I'm just tired of the same garbage day in and day out. You put garbage in, you get garbage out. That's the way it is.
Good point.
So if we put garbage into these seats, what do you expect we're going to get out of it? Garbage. So let's get rid of the garbage and put something good in there.
You're right on, my good friend, as usual.
Garbage in, garbage out every time.
That's right.
And if they're spewing garbage at us, guess what? We only get what we deserve when we keep putting them in there.
We want ice cream in and...
ice cream.
I don't know what out. Anyway, it looks like we've got to go off to our first break, but
okay.
If you want to make a call to us, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. We have something to read on the other side, so we will be back, and time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Citizens of Reading, have you had enough yet? Having your neighbors, family members, or yourself being physically harassed, abused, or stolen from must have you thinking enough is enough. Send the message that we cannot wait any longer. Sign the petitions that will let the voters shift the direction and future of our community. Signature gathering will be available at three locations on Tuesday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the vacant Raley's on Hartnell, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center, San Francisco Deli, 2395 Athens Avenue, and 3276 Bocelli Lane, the Country Club Shopping Center. Let Tuesday, the 19th of September, be the day you started to make shift happen in your community. ShastaCountyUnited.com. Make the effort to register because transparency and accountability matter.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Neighborhood Revival. Bay Murray and his real estate development firm aim to reignite an urban neighborhood by restoring an abandoned, historic 80-year-old firehouse. But the condition of the area made finding financing difficult. Inspired by Bay's economic redevelopment vision, Tri-Counties Bank commercial lender Tim Ching and his business banking team came to the rescue. They worked with Bay's development firm and city leaders, creating a commercial lending solution that ignited the redevelopment effort, renovating the firehouse into a hoppin' restaurant that revitalized the area. Now that's service with a vision. Commercial lending, small business loans, neighborhood revival. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
This taken care of. Hey, just so you know, James Gallagher, you know, he's one of our assembly members down in the swamp, the California swamp. One of our dear friends said, you know, too bad Assemblyman James Gallagher is a bald-faced liar who looked people in the eye, shook their hands, and promised to support Jefferson. You know, it is too bad that he did that. And then what's going on with Gallagher, you know, was posted online, on Facebook and everything else. Despite strong opposition from myself and others, the Sanctuary State Bill, SB 54, passed out of the State Assembly and is now headed to the governor's desk. So, no representation there. Now, are they starting to feel the pain that we feel every single day? Doubt it, because they're part of the problem. So the swamp is, you know, playing the game in the swamp. They're just mixing the mud around a little bit. Then they're just getting out there and getting FaceTime on camera and whatnot. When's it going to stop? The only way it's going to stop is by us separating from California, us being the 21-plus counties that have declarations that are legally and finally bound with the state of California in several different offices down there in Sacramento that have all been done as of January 6, 2016. We need to get all of those done and out of there. Well, not out of there, they're done. We need to get moving on, and with our court case, that's the only way it's going to happen. We need support with the court case. So people need to learn and understand what's going on with that. Get linked with Facebook. If you're not, then do so. Get if you're not on visiting the website, please do so. The court documents are there, and there's a link to go to all the court documents on there as well. So there are different ways of learning the information, what's going on, and the chronological order of things and how it's all playing out. There's a lot of legal jargon that we all have to learn and to understand so we can figure out what's really going on. But please do listen to what's going on. Get onto the chats that we have on the second and fourth Sundays of every month. Those conference calls really help, especially when you get the attorneys on there to explain what's happening and where we're headed. So there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of good stuff going on, and there's no reason not to be educated on what's happening and have dialogue with your friends that are in the loop. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there. Also, as always, I need to appeal to everyone. Please, please, please help us to fund this. We can't do it by ourselves. A lot of us are doing it. We put money in it all the time, but we need more help. And you all know somebody who is affected directly by being in Jefferson Territory, or they're outside of Jefferson Territory. How many of you had family members move away because there weren't the jobs or the resources they needed to survive by living in Jefferson? They moved away. They're out of either California totally, and they want to come home. Well, guess what? You know, some of those people could probably throw a $5 bill towards Jefferson. And you know all these other people out in the world, because we are getting money from across the globe. We've received money from Australia. We've received money from Britain. We've received money from Canada, which is, you know, right next door. But we have received money across the globe. So please do help us to keep this going. We need to be responsible and pay our bill. So we're going to pay the bill as we go through the process, but we need to pay the attorney fees. The court costs. Excuse me. The court costs, the hard fixed costs of fighting the system. And you know, California's got the never-ending bucket of money, and where does it come from? Us. So we're paying to fight them with the money they're already taking from us. So in a sense, we're paying twofold through our taxes. Why not throw money that you want to pay towards the cause and get something out of it? And you can see a win of it when we win this court case. So let's make it happen. And please do it any way you can. You can either give money to your local your local SOJ committee leaders, and they can get it to us, or you can mail it to P.O. Box 751 Palisedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, and the zip code is 96073, or you can do it on PayPal, or you can do it on GoFundMe. So there are different ways of getting the money to us to make it happen. So please do that, and that's when you have skin in the game. When you start paying and putting that stuff in there, guess what? You've got skin in the game. Thank you very much.
Yeah, a couple things. Again, the attorneys aren't taking a fee. I think that's very important. They're not taking
a fee. That is true. They are not taking a fee. It's just the hard cost of putting the paperwork and documentation together.
And that's going to our website that people can donate?
That's correct. They can go to SOJ51, and you can click on the donate link right on that website, or just look at the other ways of doing it. It's got information on there. It's got all the information I just gave you. The P.O. Box, the PayPal, and the GoFundMe addresses on how to link that so you can do it yourself from the privacy of your home.
It's SOJ51.net, SOJ51.org. Either one will get you there.
Yep.
We have got people on the line. Terry G., I'm going to bring you on, hon, but we've got a lineup of people right behind you. What you got, my dear?
Good morning, Terry.
Okay. Well, first of all, I hate that you're having to talk about the subject matter with unfunded liabilities, when something near and dear to my heart. And in El Dorado County, in fact, we're up to $360 million and growing. The frustration with our auditor, and I'm sure elsewhere, is that the Board of Supervisors just seem to keep ignoring it and kick the can down the road. And we're seeing fire districts affected and cities. And again, it's one more incident of what's occurring in California that is not happening elsewhere. I think that as far as getting news coverage and keeping Jefferson alive, the word of Jefferson, is people can be writing letters to the editor, phoning talk shows, because every day I can pick up and read the Sacramento Bee or another publication and find a reason to say, boy, if we have Jefferson, it's going to be so much better. Here's the difference, you know, what's happening in the state. Point out what's going on in this state, because a lot of people don't know. We had an incident in El Dorado County that hit really close. Another one of my frustrations is AB 109 and Prop 47 that has let criminals out early. We had two people, one killed and one almost killed, by two criminals that were let out early, 109. One was Deputy Sheriff Pat French, which made the news. This happened within a week's time. This is another issue that is, it happened in California, but not elsewhere, and it doesn't have to happen in Jefferson. We have a lot of talented people out there. When you hear a topic on a talk show where you can turn it around and say, hey, do you know about the state of Jefferson and what our proposed policies are for governing our state? Write letters to the editor. That's my best way of venting. I just did one which was published on the Dreamer Act. You're pointing out the fallacies of our government and our elected. And I would use every opportunity, put it on social media. And I am happy to say USA Today just emailed me last week and wanted to know, have an update on our court case, which I've taken care of. Right now we're kind of in a not much to report out time period as far as Jefferson, but we know in another month that'll be jumping up and we'll do it again. But everybody can do something out there to get the word out, talk about the problems of California, because people really don't know. So that's my soapbox talk today.
Oh, you're wonderful, my dear. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head with El Dorado County. $360 million. Okay, $360 million in unfunded liability. Folks, the city of Redding is $597 million. Hello? $597 million. And
For a city. Within a county.
Yeah, and on AB 109 and Prop 47, our city manager, Barry Tippin, wrote in the paper, well, what we need to do is we need to ask our legislatures and write them letters so they'll repeal it. Do you think the Democrats are going to repeal this, Barry? Do you actually think that us writing letters to the legislative body of the state of California is going to change their mind when they've now turned into a sanctuary state? Seriously?
Not a snowball's chance in Redding in July. Not going to happen.
That's right. And, you know, the crazy part is that's who we have running this city.
Yep.
That's who we have in office. And Terry, darling, you're wonderful. Thank you for what you do. And by the way, that USA Today situation is wonderful. Thanks for taking care of that. We've got to run because I've got to get to Jimmy over here. He's been hanging.
Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Was Minnesota going to win?
They did last week, so I'm looking pretty good. Especially if my boss is a Rams fan and we have their old quarterback. But anyways, really quick, you guys are saying that the city of Redding, just the city of Redding, is $597 million in the black, right? Or the red?
The red. That's
yep.
What
okay.
Was said yesterday. Yeah.
Now you divide that by 91,000 people that are in Redding, and that's 6,560. No, that's $65,604 per person.
Yeah, it's a gob, isn't it? I mean,
now.
It's insane, and Barry Tippin says we can get rid of a lot of this stuff if we just write a letter, you know, to De Leon. Wait. De Leon, wasn't he the gentleman, the Senate pro tem, that said, oh, well, half of my family doesn't have legal driver's licenses, and also they have Social Security numbers that aren't theirs, but otherwise,
right.
If they don't do that, they'll be deported. Now, that guy's going to change
his correct
mind.
Me, it's $6,560 per person in Redding. Now, that's babies, toddlers that aren't contributing. So if you times that by four, say, you know, one out of four people contribute to the bucket, that's $26,240 per person working, contributing to the city of Redding. So in my mind, donating 20, 40, 50, 100 bucks to the SOJ formation is a pretty good investment.
You think?
All right, guys, I'll let you go.
Hey, Jimmy, you're wonderful. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right, bye.
You know what?
And Jimmy's absolutely right. It's a donation. You donate to the cause so that we can move forward, we can get this done, we can get it going, and we can get out from under all this garbage that people are inflicting on us. And we can get people out of offices that need to be removed because they're doing nothing right at this point, according to their track history. Look what they've done to us. Look what they're still doing to us and what they're going to continue doing to us until we turn it around. We need to get it fixed, and we need to get it fixed immediately. Rip the Band-Aid off the wound and move forward.
I agree, and I'm tired of the pandering that we get from people like Gallagher and Nielsen and all these guys. Oh, you know, they're great guys. They really work hard. You know, okay, yeah, they work hard, except they don't want to change anything. We've been told that by people down there. We've been told that by just about everybody. They don't like to change. I mean, you know, when you go in middle class and you come out wealthy,
something's wrong.
Something's really wrong.
Something's really wrong. Yeah, when you go and, you know, have maybe a net worth of maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand, maybe 500,000, 700,000, I don't know, something like that, and you come out multimillionaire, and all you do is push papers and you meet with people and lie to people, lie to your constituents, what's going on with there? So sounds like we need to take care of it and drain the swamp. We need to pull the plug and remove the filter and just let it go. And if it gets plugged up, we get the plunger out and we just keep on going. Make it happen. We have a great caller on the other line, and do we need to slip off to our break first, Bob, or can we take the call?
Well, it's Mark Baird. Why don't we take a break and then come back?
Okay, we'll do that. All right.
Hold on, Kemosabe. We're coming.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. The time has come.
451.
451.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Have you considered how to plan for the high cost of long-term care during your retirement? People are living longer than ever, and caring for a parent or spouse can cost over $60,000 per year. Medicare does not cover long-term care, and Medi-Cal requires depleting most of your assets. The state can even put a lien on your home. These costs have hurt many people's retirement plans and robbed the assets away from their loved ones. Join me for a unique seminar on planning for the high cost of long-term care Thursday, September 21st at 12:30 noon at Tortilla Flats. Learn about long-term care and how you can protect your assets. Learn how to get a tax deduction for long-term care insurance. Call 244-PLAN, that's 244-7526, to join me for a free presentation on planning for long-term care. Call 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to theadvicecenter.com.
California Life License 0B85106.
Since 1968, North State Security has worked to give our clients and community peace of mind and to help make our home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activity, safety issues, and other hazards, their on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, we're back, Jack.
Yeah, I wish Sally would play this earlier in the morning than Led Zeppelin.
There you go. All right, hey, we're moving on. We've got a wonderful caller on the other end. Hey, Mark, are you there this morning?
Imasabi. I am here. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Fighting the fight, man.
So I am here, finally back from work, and I'm glad to be back in Jefferson. I'll tell you, it's nice to get home to my own country. I guess it's like when you go into Lower California, it's like going into another country, really. But I wanted to talk about there was another illegal alien that murdered a guy in San Francisco, the sanctuary city. And hey, welcome, folks. We're in a sanctuary state now. The bill's on Jerry Brown's desk, and it's probably he's probably going to sign it. So lawlessness is now legal in California, and there's, you know, you just have to ask yourselves. And I mean, immigration is fine with me as long as it's legal. A lot of great people came here legally, and they enjoy being citizens, and they enjoy being a part of the American experiment and the American Republic. But you have to ask yourselves, are you people as individuals, are you okay with unfettered, unregulated, illegal immigration, and the power of law would have nothing, no power over this and no ability to stop it, and the state sanctions it, and that's just the way we have to live, according to Jerry Brown and Kevin DeLeon, who half his family stole their identity to come here, but that's okay because that's what it takes to get by. I wonder if the teenager, or the illegal alien teenager that murdered the guy in San Francisco, I wonder if his family, that the murdered gentleman's family, would agree with that.
Well, do you know what? That's the scary part. So the illegal, the people that can commit crimes legally right now are the legislators and anybody in those ranks, and then the undocumented illegal aliens. And then those of us who are legal, that are citizens, that have done everything right and pay the bill via taxes, don't get to do that. So on both sides of us, we're being hammered by garbage going on by people doing criminal acts, and then we're paying the bill for them to do it.
Our city manager, though, Barry Tippin, has the answer. His answer is, we need to write letters so they'll repeal 109 and Prop 47.
That's not worth your your effort, the paper, the ink, whatever. It's not worth it.
And I don't know if you're listening, Mark, but we now know that the city of Redding, I hope you're sitting, I'm sure you're sitting down, is $597 million, almost $600 million in debt as far as the unfunded liability. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's actually, to tell you the truth, it's easier to believe. I thought it would be a lot more than that. But, here's the open question, and this is the question that the voters of this state and the people, in fact, even people that are too young to vote, need to be asking themselves, because it is their future that's being mortgaged. California is a debt ship with more than $1 trillion in debt, and they admit that even themselves now. They didn't, when we first started this, they used to try to hide the debt, and they would never admit it. Now they're starting to admit the scope of the problem, not fully. But, we have 12% of the nation's population and 30% of its welfare cases. We have fully more than 25% of the illegal aliens in the United States live in California. Why do they come here? Because paycheck's better. We have more than 50% of the people in California either work for the government or are getting government services, welfare, and so on. We have productive people and productive businesses leaving every single day. Now, you know, you got to ask yourself, are they leaving because California is the best place in the world to live, or are they leaving because it's there are better states to live in? They're voting with their feet, which is what the founding fathers intended if a state was poorly run. And over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, we've probably lost 100,000 businesses and 3 or 4 million productive people have left California.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that.
So we have to ask ourselves, is that because something is right or because something is wrong? And I've had conversations with lawmakers, as have you and Wynn, and here's what it boils down to. No one is going to help us, folks, no one. And they all are whistling or fiddling while Rome burns, every single one of them. There is not a single one of them that will stand up and help us. This is up to the people, and we're doing it ourselves. But here's the key to this, and I have also talked to several lawmakers about this and several people who would be significant donors to the lawsuit. They all say, show us something. Show us that you can do this. And the three-judge court is the key to that. Once we make the hurdle to the three-judge court, the picture for us will change because now it is a guaranteed trip to the United States Supreme Court, and all of a sudden, all of the people who never wanted to help us will be up on the podium talking about how the whole thing was their idea. You know how that goes.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that I can think of, I can think of a couple of people that are in office. So one of them that always, his slogan is keep on swinging, that'll certainly like to take credit for some of this.
Oh, yeah.
Happens. And then there's another one. Yeah, I told you should have sued him.
Yeah, yeah, Gallagher.
Exactly. Yep.
Gallagher. Gallagher's the one that promised to introduce legislation to split the state, and then all of a sudden it was, no, you need to go to court first. And then when we went to court, he introduced the legislation for his the rearrangement of the deck chairs on the Titanic Act. The attorneys have been to the redistricting commission and pointed out to them that they don't have the legislative authority to increase representation, but they have the authority to what Wynn, I love this expression, Wynn says, whip out the Etch-a-Sketch and just, rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. Well, people, are you okay with that? We just have to ask ourselves simple questions. Are we okay with the fact that this debt ship is sinking with all hands aboard and that everybody who is capable of producing the revenue and the innovative business ideas that will save this state are leaving for greener pastures in other states, and people who are non-productive and suck up all the government services have had the door swung wide open by Kevin De Leon, who admittedly has a stake in this, because his family is filled with illegal aliens, and so he's got a stake in making sure that gravy train keeps going. And let's ask ourselves another question. Are these people leaving their countries because their countries were the best place to live, or because they weren't? So if you do that, why do you want to make this state into your country? I thought you came here for a better life. And we just have to ask ourselves, when is enough enough?
Well, one thing that they could easily comply with, when I say they, I mean the legislative body and, Secretary of State and a couple others, they could do a forensic audit. Why don't they do a forensic audit? Find out where all this stuff is going. What are they afraid of?
Well,
what are they really afraid of? What fingers do they not want pointing their direction?
I think they already know where it's going. I think that's why they don't do it. They may know full well where it's going.
Well, why doesn't the citizenry demand a forensic audit? How are we going to do that?
Well, because we don't have enough representation to make that fly.
Exactly. That's why we need Jefferson.
And in every case, when less and less people in California vote, there is voter fraud in California, but dead people only vote for Democrats. But the point is, less and less legitimate people vote in California because they sit back and say, hey, my vote doesn't count anyway. Who cares? I'm just gonna pack up my stuff and move to a different state.
Yeah.
And that's not a long-term remedy for those of us that can't do that. I mean, we've got to fix this place because to run and hide is simply to invite a disaster wherever you're going to run and hide.
And,
I mean, it's going to follow you, folks.
And
we need to fix the ship.
And there's many people that do that. You know, a lot of people in business communities, you know, I don't want to offend this one, I don't want to offend that one. You know, as they get more and more restrictions on their businesses, as their businesses fail. I mean, look at, I know that our sheriff was on a radio program for 2 hours yesterday with an ex-city councilman talking about, you know, the disaster of a sanctuary state and also discussing the unfunded liabilities that we have, you know. And it just, you know, when you have your sheriff taking 2 hours to get on the radio, folks, hey, wake up. If you have a business here in town, get, you know, basically get behind this recall.
Well, and that's the thing, too. The Board of Supervisors should man up, step up, and do the right thing and say, we are not going to comply. We are not going to be a sanctuary county.
They don't care.
Well,
what the hell? They should care.
There are a couple of pretty good sheriffs that are just throwing in the towel, and they're just going to not run for reelection and get out themselves, because the drug culture enabled by the state of California is overwhelming the rural counties in the north, and some of these guys are just saying, hey, there's just no way to fight this in the current environment, so they're going to move to another state and let who knows take over.
Yeah, well, you know, the heroin epidemic and the methamphetamine epidemic, along with the pot, but those two are just, those are deadly. I mean, and you see that happening everywhere. I know that our former police chief said, you know, the biggest problem we're beginning to have along with methamphetamine is heroin, because it's introduced very cheaply. And
yep.
There are so many people that are, I mean, it's just, Reading right now is
a mess.
It's a hole. It's a crap hole.
Yep.
When you have a state that legitimizes illegal behavior, condones illegal behavior, and legislates illegal behavior, what the heck do you expect to happen?
Yeah, and our police working their butts off. Our police and our sheriff department working really hard trying to get stuff done. They arrest somebody, the guy's out in 10 minutes. I mean, there's no place to put him. The sheriff made a comment, we need to get about 150 to 175 of these really bad folks off the street. If we get them off the street, things will change significantly. But we can't, because of these different propositions. I mean, and I don't have to tell you about it, my good friend. You're in law enforcement, so you see it firsthand. You've seen some crazy stuff. In fact, that's another good reason. These are all good reasons and all good points for the state of Jefferson. And maybe next week you could talk about some of the things that you've seen happen with AB 109, with Prop 47, and what you see happening with Prop 54.
Okay, sounds good. The time has come for 51.
It has, my good friend. Thank you so much.
All right. Now that we left that bitter taste in everybody's mouth.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is that we can all play the Pollyanna glad game, but really, you know, it's just gotten to a point where, I mean, oh, well, you know, there are good things in Reading, and there are good things in Reading. It's beautiful, yada, yada, yada. You can talk about all that good stuff, but,
and we live here for a reason. We like it. We love it. You know, we have many ties to it in different ways.
But if we don't talk about fixing it, and we don't get people in there who are going to fix it,
that's right,
then what's the point? I mean, I don't know how many martinis or mormosas you have to be completely blind to this thing.
I know. Makes you wonder.
You know, and it's sort of like, well, who cares about the next event unless it's for something about liberty?
Liberty, yeah. Got to pay for it.
That's
Got to make it happen.
And so what we need to do is we need to be supporting these folks that want to do the will of the people.
That's right.
We have some new candidates that want to do that. I really don't see anybody in office that really is wanting to do that here in the county
at this point, all incumbents need to go. All incumbents need to go.
Probably.
They all do. They've had their time. They've had their opportunities. They've had plenty of time to speak up and say something to even just get it remotely going the right direction. Not one of them, not a single one of them, needs to be there any longer. Not one. So we need to move forward and make it happen. So let's get this taken care of and get her done.
Yeah, sorry we're not warm and fuzzy today, guys.
Talking about Shasta County and Reading specifically right now. Every county's feeling the pain.
Not like this one, because we see them
all. To a certain level.
Like this one.
So everybody needs to be looking at your own home county, your own home cities, and figure it out. And start dissecting it and start twisting a few things here and there and making sure that they feel the pain.
I'm going to make a prediction. I predict that at this point we have the highest unfunded liability of any city in the 25 counties
yeah.
of the proposed state of Jefferson. I would venture to say we have the highest unfunded liability.
I believe you're right.
And there's just no way around it. And for our mayor to
yep.
say, oh, no, we don't have a problem months ago because Mr. Starman told me so. Seriously?
Well, he was the assistant.
Seriously. He was
part of the problem in the beginning.
Weaver?
Oh, you said mayor. I'm sorry.
Mayor, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
But the point is that, you know, we have to really start looking at this stuff. And right now we have to...
We have to leave.
We have to go.
Bob's kicking us out.
But Sovereign Minds is coming, and we're not done with this one yet.
All right, the time has come.
For 51, because we is all one.
Yes.
We're going to be one.
Going to be one.
Quick historical note, gentlemen. Today is Constitution Day, September 17th. It marks the 230th anniversary of delegates to the Philadelphia Convention completing and signing our U.S. Constitution, September 17th, 1787. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Does President Trump have a deal on young illegal immigrants with Democrats or not? It was the question of the week in Washington last week and a key topic on this morning's TV News Talk shows.
Well, there's a basic understanding. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi met with the president Thursday night. They came to a basic understanding without the details, without the obvious negotiations that have to follow. And then Chuck and Nancy said to the president and the White House, we're going to put out a press release so it's clear on both sides what we've agreed to.
That's Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, the Illinois Democrat, speaking to Fox News Sunday. As he indicated,